State Representative Charlie Brown is working toward putting an end to food deserts in Indiana.
And I am in the process of writing a letter to Jewel Osco that says, why not Gary, Indiana? I'm in the process of sending a letter to CVS saying, fill that void being left by Walgreens. You know, you can make money off of the city of Gary by locating a store within the corporate limits of Gary.
The American Nutrition Association defines a food desert as an urban area in which it is difficult to buy affordable or good quality fresh food. This is largely due to a lack of grocery stores, farmers markets, and healthy food providers, and food deserts are usually found in impoverished areas. Brown, who represents District 3, which covers Gary, says a major portion of his district is in a food desert.
It's so unfair and unfortunate that Gary is just dumped on an ongoing basis that yes, people here, be they school teachers, be they doctors, be they just plain ordinary workers in the steel mills or whatever, they are inconvenienced by having to get what their needs, be they pharmaceuticals, be they clothing, be they groceries, have to go outside of the corporate limits of Gary to make those purchases.
And many people who live in impoverished areas not only make very little money, but many don't have a car, and they can live anywhere from a mile or more from the closest grocery store. Gary resident Lorraine Lewis doesn't have a vehicle. The proximity between her residence and the local grocery store costs her about 1 hour of her time just to make a trip to the market.
How close is that to your house?
Maybe a bus ride. Just one bus.
How long is the bus ride?
Well, two buses now. Because I moved on 53rd. But when I stayed on 35th, it was just one bus.
How long of a trip is that for you?
When I was on 35th, it may be about 20-minute ride.
And now you're on 53rd. How long is the trip?
Oh, that's two. It's two bus rides. It's about an hour. But, you know, you do what you do. You know, you do what you got to do to survive.
And now, with the closing of many Strack and Van Til properties in Northwest Indiana, it makes the situation even more challenging. What impact is that going to have on...
Well, it just compounds the situation because now I think that a couple of the stores that they are planning to close will be converted to a Jewel Osco. But nonetheless, that's still, those will be outside of corporate limits of Gary.
Brown says he hasn't spoken to corporate leaders about why they don't locate their store in Gary, but he has spoken to lobbyists.
They come to me and ask for my vote to make it more convenient for them, revenue-wise or store-wise. And I say, why then don't you open a store in my district, within my city? And the answer is always, the surveys that we do indicate that that would not be profitable to us. Well, everything isn't on your bottom line. It's a matter of providing services to people that need those services. And so I am taking the posture that don't come to me, large box stores, don't come to me asking me to support an endeavor of yours in the Indiana General Assembly if you are turning your back on my community.
Charles Jones, who is originally from Gary but now lives in Merrillville, remembers what it was like when he lived a far distance from the closest grocery store.
Where I used to live on 11th, and the closest one there is all the way on Grant. So that's pretty far. That's about a good 10-15 minute drive.
How many miles do you think that is?
That is probably maybe about
15 miles?
Yeah, about just about, almost. Usually, if you want certain foods or anything like that, you would probably have to go into Merrillville because that grocery that's down here on Grant doesn't have a lot of it. But, I mean, it all depends on what you're looking for. And then if you need groceries, you got to go to the grocery store. So it's out the way because it's all the way on the other side of town. But at the same time, I mean, you got to do what you got
to
do.
We need to rattle that chain, that saber, and say, no more will I come and spend my dollars with you if you won't come into the corporate limits of Gary. There's no reason why there should not and could not be a store right at Route 20 and Route 51, State Road 51. That large, right off of the expressway, that even those that are outside of the corporate limits of Gary could have easy access to stores there.
Brown says the Senate will study the food desert issue in September and October, and there will be proposals made during the 2018 legislative session.
More than likely, legislation, the summer study committees will gear up sometime late August or September, in which the issue of food deserts will be studied, and then there will be proposals for legislation to correct those incidences across the state where food people, many people do not have access to fresh foods. Hopefully we will have one, two, maybe three pieces of legislation dealing with that matter.
A solution would help a lot of people, people like Lorraine, who Lakeshore Public Radio spoke to. She was forced to end our conversation because she had to run for the bus with shopping bags in hand.
You know, you do what you gotta do to survive.
Hey!
Hey! Gotta go.
Oh, sorry.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hold on.
If she misses that, we'll have to take her. Okay, good. She made it on the bus.
We can head back now then. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.